We're going to talk all things elections today here with the City of Stillwater. City Manager Norm McNichol is with us from the City of Stillwater. And Ron Beer is here, and we know Ron from Habitat for Humanity. You've been involved with Oklahoma State. There's been a whole bunch of things you've been around, Ron, and it's good. We'll start with you to see you again, and welcome into our podcast today.
Thank you. It's delighted to be here.
And Norm, always good to see you also.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about the two tax questions that are on the ballot coming up for Stillwater here in a couple of 3 weeks, here on February the 8th. They're separate issues, but they're going to be on the same ballot along with the mayoral race. So there'll be three things to vote on if you're a City of Stillwater resident. And the in-person voting starts next week on this, by the way. The election is February the 8th. Hard to believe it's, Norm, just 2 weeks away, less than that now, as we record this podcast.
That's right. And there will be early voting on the 3rd and the 4th of February.
All right.
At the Payne County Administration Building.
Yes, and that'll be at the Election Board office, and you can check that out. There's information on the city's website. I know Payne County has put out a release on that on their website and their social media and things about that on there as well. Let's start first, Norm, with the tax question that's going to be on the ballot. There's two of them. One deals with the transportation sales tax. The other deals with the visitor tax, which used to be called the hotel motel tax, and it has been around for a while. We have a half penny sales tax now for transportation. This would double that.
It would, and there is some confusion. Some folks are confused about the ballot because it indicates one penny, but what the election does is cancel the current half cent and adds another half cent for a total of one penny.
Yeah, it's not a penny and a half, in case you were wondering.
Right, and that money is dedicated to strictly transportation items, streets, sidewalks, active transportation, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Not,
and following the election, the council will appoint a committee to oversee that and ensure that we spend that money as we said we were going to.
And the half penny sales tax now does all right as far as raising monies, but it's not nearly enough to get caught up on all the projects that we really need to do. And we've seen a lot of work, especially in the last year around town, with restriping and paving and some pavement management and things of that nature and sidewalks and other issues. But the other half cent, which would make a one-half plus one-half to one total, would allow the city to do more in working toward meeting those goals because, frankly, we're behind.
We are way behind. There's been a lot of deferred maintenance, and the reason for that is that the revenue just simply has not kept up with the expense of building a road. To reconstruct a road is roughly $1 million a lane mile. So if you'll think about Duck Street from 6th to McElroy, that's four lanes. That is a minimum of $4 million to reconstruct. And actually, in most cases, it's more than that because when we reconstruct a road, we examine any pipes that are under that road and replace those at the same time so that you're not cutting up a new street sometime down the road to replace an old pipe. So there's a lot that goes into it. There's, in some cases, right away to be purchased. Mm-hmm. And so the extra half cent will allow us in the next 10 years to catch up on about $70 million worth of projects that are on the shelf and earmarked for this tax.
The half penny, how much does it take in right now for you to be able to use, say, annually on an average basis? And it's been around for a while.
It has, and it's roughly $4 million a year.
Okay.
So
you're looking at doubling that, basically.
Looking at doubling
that. With a full penny. Now, he threw out a big number a moment ago, $70 million, I believe it was. We're looking at $8 per year, so it's like incremental catch-up, and it's like you hope you get everything fixed. My old joke is that they'll get everything fixed, and then I can't drive anymore. You know, that's what it'll be, right? Okay, and that's not that far away, folks. But anyway, Ron likes that because he's older than all of us here. But anyway, the point being is that you have to start somewhere, and that's why it's so important to have this extra half penny. And it's not as if the current half penny is not okay. It's just not enough to do what needs to be done. And the cost of doing this business goes up every single week.
It does, and certainly that has happened, and anyone who's in business knows that there has been significant inflation and significant cost increase in materials over the last 6 or 8 months, and it appears as though that's going to last a while.
And roads are the biggest thing that people, I use the kind word complain, I could use another since this is a podcast, but I won't, about the city, because it's like, you can't keep the streets fixed. When are you going to pave Duck? That was the one we had before we got it repaved. And other such sundry questions. You guys get those every day. And it's kind of like the bank robber who's 75 and he gets a 40-year sentence and he tells the judge before he goes to jail, I can't possibly serve it, I'm too old. Judge says, do the best you can. Well, right now you're kind of doing the best you can, right?
That's exactly correct. We are doing
I love telling that gag, by the way. Beer's never heard it. He loves that. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Norm.
We are doing the best we can with the funds that are available. And the business of running the city of Stillwater is pretty expensive.
It's $115 million worth. That's how expensive it is.
It is. And sales tax revenue over the last few years has averaged about $30 million a year.
It's kind of bounced up a little lately, but that's not been the trend, say, the last decade or so.
That's right. It's been relatively flat. So just to give you an idea, that when you remove the dedicated tax and all of those things, we end up for the general government, which consists of police, fire, the library, and finance, the city manager's office, other departments. There simply is not enough sales tax generated to run those departments. So that's one of the reasons that this is so important to be able to fix our streets, is that additional revenue will give us that boost to be able to do that.
And the other thing is, this only takes a simple majority to pass. It is not like a school bond election where you have to have the so-called 60% supermajority. Same with the visitor's tax we're going to get into here in a moment. The website for the city and other social media platforms and things of that nature have information about this sales tax. The public has been relatively accepting to the former half penny a couple of times over. Now you're asking for another half penny to equal the 1 cent, which is on the ballot. And again, this replaces the current tax that's in effect. Feedback, what's it been like? What kind of substance are you getting?
So far, I believe that people are accepting of that. One of the reasons that we chose a sales tax is that an ad valorem tax would put that burden on property owners here. We are a regional destination with about 90,000 population that visits Stillwater, shops in Stillwater, and they use our roads.
Yeah, I've said at any one time 80,000 people are here on a daily basis, because we have people, school kids, we have visitors, we have shoppers, we have people coming to games, people leaving games, other events that use our infrastructure. The roads are that infrastructure part of it.
Right, and they would help us, as they do that shopping, they would help us repair those roads.
No different than if you went out of town to do the same thing.
That's right.
Yeah. So, again, that information about this tax is available at various locations around town. And, again, in-person absentee voting starts in about a week or so on this election, which, again, is February the 8th. Norma, we'll come back to you for a wrap in just a moment. Let's go over to Ron and let's talk about the visitor tax, a.k.a. the hotel motel tax, a.k.a. the lodging tax. It has a new name, but it's basically a tax that's been around for several decades now, and as we welcome you in.
For about 36 years, as a matter of fact.
And you've been around here all that time, so you see that there are people, as Norm said, come in, as I like to say, use our town, okay? But they put heads in beds, too, for not only sports events, but for other things that happen throughout the year. 4% to 7%, that's what we're talking about raising this to. This has never been increased during that nearly four decades you talked about.
That's right. Let me say that my family and I have had the good fortune of living in Stillwater for over 40 years. And it was not long after that, in 1985, that tax was initially passed. And Christy Morrison, who is the executive officer of Visit Stillwater, has done a magnificent job over the years. To me, perhaps it's more simplistic. Norm knows a whole lot more about the budget and the demands of the city and its maintenance than I do, but it's not rocket science to determine that we need this increased tax for roads and the other things that go along with it. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that people will get out and vote yes for that. Back to the visitor tax.
Which is issue number two.
Yes. It has done wonderful things for Stillwater. The residents of Stillwater will not be charged that tax under any circumstances.
When we say visitor, it's visitor, heads and beds, that sort of thing.
That's right. It's people that come to our community for a short period of time and pay a tax, as one does whenever you travel and stay at any facility for a night or mm-hmm. several nights. You pay that tax.
Yeah, I think there's a state maximum of 8%. Most towns are 7 to 8 around us.
Thereabouts.
We are at 4 and have been, as you said, since 1985. So time for a change that will allow certain other things to happen. First of all, visit Stillwater to do more of the great work they do. But we have a convention center coming to town. That changes the dynamic. By the way, Norm, that changes Duck Street. He already knows this. But anyway, for his road thing, we talked about a moment ago. But it will change the dynamic of the town to a certain extent. Another hotel will be added. But it's also going to allow some, not only promotion, but development of other reasons for people to come to town to visit. Or maybe even locals to use. Things like ball fields, soccer fields, things of that nature. But it's not just limited to that. I mean, the scope is out there. It could be anything that brings people to town. And we already have some of that. We're going to have some more with the convention center. The idea is to have more than that down the road, something that we've tried to put together a number of times, but it just, for whatever reason, never worked. Maybe this pushes it over the hump. Who knows?
Let's hope so. In addition to the items you mentioned, we have some wonderful museums in mm-hmm. this community.
Right.
So we attract a different kind of visitor for that.
There's a little bit of everything.
That's right. And so it's appealing to bring visitors who spend money not only in staying at a hotel, but they buy gasoline, they buy food, they shop in some of the unique places in this community.
So that's sales tax, that's money from the gas tax for schools, things of that nature. So you help us pay for our town.
That's right. That's
what this amounts to.
That's correct.
And that's the way that works. So again, bringing that to 7%, it just requires a simple majority. It does not require the so-called 60%, as I mentioned earlier, with school bonds. This is a totally different issue. The word is out. The signs are out. I see them all over town. They're organized and getting the two sets of signs out. One is green. The other is orange and blue. And if you can't figure those out, if you're colorblind, just read them and you'll figure out which is which. But the idea here is to vote for these measures. And neither one is more important than the other, maybe, although the road thing might be. But we urge you to vote for both. You guys can't say that, but I will. And so on that realm, Ron, you've been around here to know how much this impacts when you get something like this
That's right.
The community, when people are here. We've had a couple of down ticks for various reasons. We don't have to get into discuss what those are. I think people know what those are. The point is we're going to bounce back and bounce back correctly, and Norm may shake his head yes on this one. Got to have these things so we can progress, so we can go forward. I guess that's where we're going with this.
We've got a high-quality community in a lot of regards.
Already, right.
Already, mm-hmm. and we continue in that vein. And it's important, it seems to me, that we continue to do those things by making greater funds available for these two taxes. I can say yes. And I hope that people, first of all, make a determination to vote. You've got to get out and cast that vote. It's a vote that doesn't involve state or national political figures, and so the turnout tends to be light. And so I want to say that as many people as possible need to get out and vote yes on both of those issues. It's critical to our future.
And again, that election is February the 8th, and there's a lot of information, Ron, on your topic area, on the visitor tax that's out there, and a lot of it parallels with what's out there for the sales tax question
right.
as well.
You bet.
You can find it in a lot of the same places. Visit Stillwater has information. They have links to other people that will link that up, and they have information, social media and that sort of thing.
I think it's also important that people understand that there's a board of directors that oversees the visitor,
right.
Visit Stillwater. And so Christy works with a lot of people in the community, and they're the ones that provide the direction and counsel for her. And I think they've done a wonderful job. In fact, a number of them have written in support in the paper.
Yeah, there is also a Facebook page that I've seen, the Stillwater Visitor Tax, where they're almost testimonials, they're endorsements basically, but they're testimonials talking about how important, not only to vote yes, obviously, because they've got a point of view, but how important this tax, and also in a similar vein, there's stuff out there by some people on the sales tax question of why these are so important. So again, the polls will be open February 8th, 7 to 7. It's one of those deals, mid-morning, mid-afternoon are probably the best times to vote. We can't say vote early and vote often because that's illegal. More than one time at a time in an election. There are three things on the ballot. I'm just kidding. But there are three things on the ballot. The other is the mayoral race. That may bring some people out to vote as well. So the idea is to kind of, normal scoot back in here, to kind of what the city council, kind of get all these together in this realm. The city's going to have another election in April. We'll have another podcast about that down the road. But if anybody has any questions about this, don't be afraid to ask. Make sure you have the right information before you cast your vote one way or the other.
That's right. If you have any questions at all, you can consult the website or the Facebook pages for both of those issues. Or if you would like, you can call me at 405-742-8285. I'd be glad to try to answer your questions.
Very good. And Ron, also, we talked about the fact that the Facebook page is out there for the visitor tax. Christie's office, obviously, at the Visit Stillwater office out on West 6th. They stay busy with phone calls anyway, but I know they're taking calls on this. And you'll see the signs around town. They started going up this week for the election, which is now less than 2 weeks away. And again, Norm, restate the early election dates for this balloting. Not on a Saturday, right? It's going to be earlier.
Thursday and Friday, the 3rd and the 4th of February.
And that's next week, so we're down to 2 weeks on all of this. Gentlemen, we appreciate the time today. Ron Beer and City Manager Norm McNichol, thanks for visiting. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.